Can I ask Andrew to comment on that? Do you think if the police get too involved with the community, that's Andrew Clarkson, that if police get too involved with the community, it lessens their ability to enforce the law properly?
I think that as the officer in charge of a police station, that your obligation is to, you're the face of the policing within the community, and your obligation is to engage the community at every level and be out there and active. I think that the constables that come through, they have to engage the community, but they've also got to, they're really the workers that go out there and do a lot of the policing under your guidance. And so they engage the community, but up to a level, but they need to still maintain their principal purpose, which is policing. But it's my job, it's to mediate and everything, and to educate the community. It's to get out there and explain what's going on. Indigenous communities are very sophisticated and dynamic, and if you don't really understand what's going on, as the mayor said, you've got two people fighting in the street, but you don't have to necessarily look at those two people fighting in the street. You've got to look around to get you into that community, and that's for the officer in charge. If the police go there and they make the arrests and instigate proceedings, as the officer in charge, you ought to go out there and you find out what's going on, how it happened. And as Vanessa pointed out, some of these fights that are occurring and these incidents that occur from the community are generational, and these police that are actually enforcing the law, they've got limited knowledge of that. So the officer in charge is the linchpin. He has to be out there. He has to liaise with both the justice group, the elders, find out what's going on, why it's happening, and he has to support the police in their action, but also, and be 100% supportive of the police, but also go back out and inform the community what he's actually doing and why it's actually happening.
Mm.
But consistent. But as you said, it's got to be consistent. Consistent the whole time.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, that perhaps leads into the next thing I was going to ask Mark to comment on, is this issue of actively managing relations within the Indigenous communities. Perhaps I'll ask Mark to explain what they saw from the consultation team as to what this means.
As Andrew started down that vein, but I'll just make some comments and perhaps we'll throw back to Andrew again. We did hear from officers who are very familiar with what can happen in communities, small communities, about how they should go about things, and it's what I've called actively managing relations. It was explained to us that police need to recognise when they've done something that could lead to a misperception and generate a rumour or a negative story that leads perhaps to ill feelings or grudges or sometimes even worse, some sort of reprisal. Stories and rumours about what the police have done can spread pretty quickly in small communities. We saw that for ourselves while we're present in one of the communities. It was all going on at the time. So ideally, police need to seek out someone, an appropriate person, and try and set things straight. Now, there's some risks in doing that, and it's likely that police can only do that well if they know how to find the right people and that those people actually trust the police.
Just back to Andrew on that, is you've been in an Indigenous community for a fair while, but if you were leaving and another officer was coming in to take over from you as the officer in charge, and you had the luxury, which I understand doesn't always apply, of a handover period of a week or two in which to induct that new officer, how would you go about teaching them these things? How would you go about advising that person of all these issues of actively managing relations, the complications within the clan groups, all these things?